outside the box, trying to prioritize what's really important during this political crisis. Today's topic is America Last? The America First policy from the would-be dictator in the White House, with support from his billionaire friends, is for the U.S. to go it alone, to be isolationist, to use its power to do what it wants to do, and to ignore what's good for the rest of the world, or much of this country, too, for that matter. Sadly, instead of the U.S. being first through this policy, our country likely will instead become a pariah among nations. America last. When I look at just the first few weeks of the new administration, I can see how its proposed policies and executive orders could negatively impact other nations. Certainly, a proposed tariff on all products coming into the U.S. from other countries will cause the producers of those products to suffer economically and be angry with the United States. They will find markets elsewhere, but international economies could nosedive also, since many nations depend on exports to the U.S. for much of their economic vitality. The U.S. will be left out of a cooperative international economy where exchanges are good for all producers. Of course, tariffs will also raise prices in this country, affecting those with the lowest incomes the most. Deportations will put millions in danger of harm or death if they're returned to their country of origin. Many Mexicans, Central and Latin Americans, Afghanis and others from the Middle East, Africans, and Asians simply cannot go home. In many cases, those countries cannot or do not want to take them back. In other cases, such as the suspension of birthright citizenship, those being returned to their parents' native land would be like a fish out of water. The symbolism of the U.S. as a sanctuary for the oppressed will disappear. It will be, quote-unquote, anywhere but the United States. Not surprisingly, the U.S. drill, drill, drill attitude toward fossil fuel extraction will encourage other nations to care less about climate catastrophe as well. If the U.S. doesn't care about the climate, why should they? The Paris Climate Accords, already having limited ability to mandate renewable climate policies with U.S. participation, will do even less without it. Protocols that keep people from certain nations out of the U.S., even as visitors, such as citizens of Muslim countries in the Middle East, could lead to tit-for-tat exchanges. In the name of preventing terrorism, this might stop U.S. residents from going overseas. If our country is no longer part of the World Health Organization, we may not be able to take advantage of pandemic prevention programs developed by other nations. Conversely, those countries might be excluded from any U.S. resources. Either way, many millions would be left out of prevention programs and might die or have their health compromised. It was a coordinated effort that enabled the world to get COVID-19 vaccines to the public so quickly, saving perhaps millions of lives. USAID, Agency for International Development Assistance, was saving many lives as well. But that may not continue. For many nations around the globe, dealing with the U.S. in any way could be at least a pain in the ass, if not disastrous. Our country, at least during the current bully administration, will have the reputation of having policies that benefit it to the detriment of whatever country it's dealing with. No, I'll wash your back if you wash mine relationship. It will be more like, you wash my back, and maybe I'll pat you on the head if you cooperate and defer to us. All stick and no carrot. The same attitude of intimidation is being used in this country, too. If California wants disaster relief for recent fires, it has been told by the president to change its water distribution system and prevent cities from declaring themselves sanctuaries protecting immigrants. You want aid? Do it my way. Few nations will want that kind of one-sided arrangement, but because of their dependence on the U.S. for various reasons, they may relent anyway. Instead, there may be anti-U.S. sentiment around the world. And who could blame them? Do you think that rigidly prioritizing U.S. interests in all relationships with other countries will come back to bite us? I'm Larry Danziger, fearing that U.S. isolationism will be bad for everyone, including us.